Earth's seawater has the same salinity as human tears. So to say, in a sad way, we live on a planet with an ocean of tears, and this big face is weeping and looking at something. And so I ask myself, what's he looking at, and why is he weeping? Well, the Pasadena Star News said he was looking heavenward. So did the Los Angeles Times. But I didn't think so. I think if he's looking at something, he has to be looking at something on this Earth. Because, after all, it has to be something that we can study, that we can physically look at and measure. So I got very low-tech, and I put a string on a globe. And I just let it follow his sight line. And I put a tape over the string so it wouldn't slide around or anything. And I found that it created an exact 33-degree arc. It, you know, his sight line goes up through the United States toward New York and Canada. And then it just goes right over the Earth and makes an exact 33-degree arc going to 33 degrees longitude and 33 degrees latitude, which, coincidentally, is about 30 miles off the coast of Jerusalem, Israel. I didn't think he was looking at Israel, 33 degrees longitude and latitude, because that's a nation. And I said to myself, this politics is not involved in this. This is, transcends politics. So I laid out a big map of the Middle East, and I just laid it on my table, looking at it there, trying to figure out, what is this? And then one day, I saw it. And, you know, this was several years after I made the discovery. And I saw that he is looking at, evidently, this big, and we're talking gargantuan, young king in prayer. And I say he's young for a reason, and I'll explain that in a moment. And this young king in prayer is kneeling in a prayer position very commonly used in the temple during the days of Christ and even before. And like the Black Prince in King Arthur's time, with the hands out in front of him, I ask myself, okay, and the reason he looks like a king is because he's got a crown on his head, which is Turkey, his shawl and all that is Saudi Arabia, his heart is at Israel, his face is in Turkey, you see a mouth line very clearly there, you see his eye is Beşir Lake in Turkey. And so I ask myself, who might this young king be? And his crown is there, is very obvious when you come in close up. And so I asked myself, who might it be? And I found that the Suez Canal is the only part of this discovery that is man-made. And that is the exact schematic of a nail going through his wrist. And so what we have is this young king in prayer with a nail going through his wrist. He's got Jerusalem at his heart, and he's weeping. Down to the longest river in the world, the River Nile, leads out into the sea and melds with the weeping ocean. So basically, I believe that this is a father and son relationship. The Suez Canal is a schematic of a nail exactly in the same location as that shroud. And I'm not big on shroud, the Shroud of Turin or anything, but it does tell us where, you know, when they were hung in those days, it was at the wrist, not with a nail going through the hand.